Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on Gators. Coming up in just a minute.
Oh, good. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob Tom is Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
You guys have a weird show there a little bit today?
Yeah. How did you wake up, Rick?
It sounds way weird on this end a little bit.
Okay, good. Good.
I forget how this bit goes a little bit. Okay.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed
a special
anything.
Guest.
This is
we don't usually
Bob
have people like him in here. He's Italian.
In the studio.
Nick Novicki is our guest, comedian, actor. We'll talk with Nick in a second. Are we going to get hooked up? There we go. There's Greg Warren on the big screen. Nick, I know you and Greg are buddies.
Boy, oh boy, Warren, you've gone Nashville. You got the Opry hat on? Holy
that's
hell.
That's right, buddy.
Oh,
yeah,
that's awesome. Gosh.
Greg, as you know, we do have a Mr. Novicki in here. And you guys are
very funny guy, man.
You guys have both worked with Nate Bargatze, so that's how you know each other. And Nick, I understand, used to be roommates with
That's right. Yeah, we used to live in a one-bedroom apartment, actually, four comedians.
Wow.
So we literally lived in a living room that had like a sheet between us.
And since this is radio, I will point out you are a small man.
Yes.
How tall are you?
3'10".
3'10".
So I had the bigger part of the living room than Nate, too, which he still is mad about.
Yeah, I was going to ask, when it came to beds, did you have clearly it would be a practical matter that you would have a smaller...
He had a love seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a couch. Thank you, Christy.
We both actually had cots, but I had a bigger cot than him.
Wow, that's great. Well, we're going to talk with Nick, but right now it's time for the Warren Report. Greg, have you got anything in mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I wanted to do a deep dive into alligators today.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Those are really something. They've been around for a long time, haven't they, Greg?
37 million years, Josh.
Whoa.
Now, did you see the thing last week, post-hurricane, where the guy is in his living room? Did you see this video?
Yeah.
This guy's in his house, and he's got a flashlight, and there's a 10-foot alligator in his living room, swimming.
That's
just hanging
that's
out.
Scary.
Yeah.
Oh, you got any chips?
Yeah. what's wrong with you? Like, you never seen an alligator in your kitchen before. What the hell, pal?
So what did you find out, Greg?
Man, I found a lot of interesting things. One of the more interesting things to me is alligator mothers are very nurturing. They take care of their kids, unlike most reptiles.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of deadbeat lizard moms out there smoking cigarettes in casinos.
He can find his own way home. He's 8. He ain't going to make 9 if he don't start fending for himself.
most moms are nurturing. 7% of baby alligators are eaten by their parents.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Now, it's mostly the dads. The reason is multiple paternity. Baby alligators in a single litter can have different dads.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Yeah. Which, it's a mess, guys. So, I don't know if you guys have ever tuned in one of those all-gator Maury Povich episodes, but it's crazy. But it did, you know, that show back, I think it was in the 80s, My Two Alligator Dads. Mm-hmm. Paul Reiser, Stacey Keenan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good cast.
80% of baby alligators, fall victim to predators. So it's a rough childhood.
Yeah.
As nurturing as these mothers are, a lot of things get to them. Birds, raccoons, snakes, bobcats, bass.
What?
I know. I was thinking the same thing, Tom.
A bass. Listen,
I know you're a baby, but if a bass gets you, maybe you weren't going to make it in this world.
Yeah. How small are they when they're born?
Small.
Really? Yeah.
They're small. They're small.
And they're a big bass also.
there are. And the thing is, now that I look at it, maybe I read it wrong. Maybe it's bass. Maybe maybe Bootsy Collins and John Entwistle are eating these baby alligators. I don't know.
Silly.
Pretty stupid, right, John?
I enjoy it.
The way they get you, if you're big, they don't like to eat stuff. They use a death roll, basically. If you're big, they can't consume you in one bite. So they pull you down to the bottom of the water and they just roll you around. That's can't do that if their tail is immobilized. Their tail has to be at a certain flex point to be able to do the death roll.
Oh.
So it's pretty awful. If you're caught in the water with an alligator and they start to death roll you, the thing they say is poke them in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure you're thinking fairly clearly.
Well, Tom, you don't know who listens to this report. I mean, it's as good advice. Poke them in the eyes.
Just nice eye contact.
Both from the Three Stooges never got death rolled.
No, they were real good at it.
Yeah, when you were a kid, did they have the Three Stooges playing on one of the afternoon shows? We had Captain Penny, and he would always go, "No, don't do that."
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he would always go, "No, this is just, these are professional. Don't ask your buddies to pick two and hit him in the eye."
Oh, they would show on Channel 11, KPLR was always the
KPLR
big
KPLR TV, yeah.
The Slimen brothers never told us not to do that.
Yeah, that was the, I know the Slimens.
Appliances. So
what you're saying is maybe one of these is we're going to get a letter from someone that's saying, "Hey, I was listening to your show, and that Greg Warren guy, when I was pulled under by the gator, I knew what to do."
Yeah, you're supposed to gouge their
eyes. I'd like to think. Interestingly enough, a gator roll, an alligator will sometimes death roll another alligator when they're competing for a female.
Oh.
Which I would think would be confusing because, like, who's death rolling who? Like, you know, like, I'm death rolling you, Larry. What are you talking about, Mike? I'm death rolling you.
Was that an Aretha Franklin song? Who's death rolling who?
It is, I think. Yeah.
I was going to say who's zooming who, but I don't think anybody would have thought it. And you knew it.
And who would think that song actually would make sense 30 years later?
Zooming who? Yeah. And
there was no.
Oh, with the technology. Sure. Right,
yeah, she was ahead of her time with that turd of a song.
Hey!
Is that a bad song?
Oh, yeah. God. It stinks.
I enjoy it.
I think it's the name of the album, Freeway of Love.
Oh, yeah.
Was on, and Freeway of Love's an amazing song. I'm driving on the freeway of love in a new Cadillac.
Or a pink Cadillac. Oh, is it a new Cadillac?
That is a good one.
If you can drive a freeway in there. Boy, that lady's
You guys
around.
Are pretty good, I got to be honest.
Thank you.
You guys got to get, you guys put out some hits or something. The force of an alligator's jaws equals the weight of a small pickup truck.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's pretty tough. The muscles when they close the jaws are insanely powerful. However, they're very, very weak opening their mouths.
So you can keep an alligator's mouth clamped shut with your hands.
With your hand.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do it if they're transporting them with duct tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a lot of times when you do duct tape the alligators, Jaws, or you're holding him with your hands, you can hear the owl going, if I ever get my mouth open, I swear to God, you're dead. You're a dead man.
You might have me now, but all right.
Yeah, the tricky part is getting down there so that you get him, you want the alligator's mouth shut before you grasp that to tape it down, you see.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Well, a lot of these gator hunters, they have tricks. They're like, hey, man, close your mouth for a second. I want to take a picture. You look better that way. And that's how they get them.
Yeah, those teeth are awful.
They're very proud.
Yeah, yeah. Gator, in my opinion, one of the top three nicknames for somebody working in a kitchen.
Oh, that is a good one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe a maintenance guy, too.
And why do they call, isn't there an article of clothing referred to as a gator?
Mm-hmm.
It's a neck.
It's a neck yeah. thing. It's You're like right. a.
But yeah. why?
Keeps you warm.
I don't know.
What does that have to do with alligators? What does that have to do with alligators, Greg?
Boy, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no reason you would expect that to come up, or
sure you would.
See, here's the thing. I mean,
if there were an article of clothing called a Josh Arnold, I would expect you to know why.
No, it's like
it and it's spelled G A I T E R.
I see. I see an omelet's not on the menu. A gator making omelet. Come
yeah.
over.
Yeah, there you go. See? There you go. Chick.
That's what
I'm talking about.
That's
right?
what we were talking about.
Gator will hook yeah. you up.
Sorry.
Not what's the item of clothing called a. Why, Tom?
Yeah, a gator making an omelet.
Hey, well, hell yeah. Think about it.
Won't you, gator?
Hey, Chick, it seems like the furnace is not working. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Have Gator take a look at it. He knows.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So a male gator will take another male gator and do a death roll.
Correct.
Yeah.
And now, do they end up? What if they end up kind of digging it? Do they end up like going out antique shopping together? And
yeah, sometimes yeah. I think that happens.
Getting hooked up. And
you mean a gay gator?
A gay gator. Hey, look, I'm not a judge. No,
there's that. You know, if you're Catholic, you can eat gator on Friday.
That's
I
right.
I did know that.
We talked about that not too long ago.
Yeah, we did.
What?
Why is that?
Yeah. It's not considered
reptile.
Meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I've had fried alligator. It's one of the first things I had when I moved down to Texas. It's real good.
Yeah, Chick and I had fried. Didn't we have gator?
Yeah, but it was. Was yours breaded and deep fried? One
yeah.
of those yes. deals.
Yeah,
they always do that.
Right, I couldn't tell if it was good or not.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what it was.
You dip it in ranch and it's amazing. Yeah, but mm-hmm. you do the same thing with cigarette butts and it's amazing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
God, I love fried cigarette butts.
Oh man, it's so good. You'd be surprised.
Our guest Nick Novicki. Are you a cook? Do you like to cook?
I like to cook. Yeah.
No, can I ask the obvious question?
Yeah.
Do you have like a little ladder or like little? Do you have those stilts that the plaster
I actually
guys
bungee
wear?
Jump in? No,
I'm just sorry, because it would be dangerous to have the you're at eye level and you're deep frying alligator.
I actually had something crazy that I when I was a kid I have a what I call my man patch of hair right here on my
lower
on my
neck?
Stomach.
Yeah,
I was a kid. I was cooking pasta and I'm stepping on a step stool.
Mm-hmm.
I have the boiling water. Uh-oh. The step stool comes out. It goes all over my it goes all torso. Over. And ever since then, man. I have this like lion mane right here. Like Whoa. The rest of my stomach. I swear, it is not. I don't have hair anywhere except right there.
Interesting.
So it's
wow.
It's kind of fun.
Wow.
So the boiling water caused it to grow?
Yeah.
I wish I'd known that when I was 17 and had no pubic hair. Yeah. I would have just dipped my genitals in spaghetti water.
Who among us has not?
Our guest is comedian Greg Warren, who is doing a killer job getting ready for his new special. What is the title of the special, Greg? I forgot to ask.
I don't know. I think I'll probably let Nate do that. He does a pretty good job. He named my last special.
I don't know. Tom likes to name things.
I'll tell you what. It's terrific. I am so excited for you. And
how
I
about Greg Warren doing stand-up comedy? How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Coming from a fan of the Washington football team.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I will strangle you at the testicles.
Greg Warren, the alligator roll.
There you go. For all you gay gators out there,
it's great, Greg. I can't wait to hear the title. So, but I urge everyone to go see it. Now you have another 6 weeks before you have to do it. What is it?
Six? Man? I think we're at six, five or six. Yeah.
November 23rd is the date. No reason to make our audience do the math here. We just named it.
Just because you can't do math, I think it's typical.
I think most people would just rather hear November 23rd.
No, you're just upset because we all know that when it comes to math, you're pathetic.
Well, that doesn't upset me at all. I'm proudly terrible at math.
Not numeral oriented.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of machines can do all the math.
No, I said 69, not 69.
Hey, Greg, when Tom came to see you on Saturday night, did he behave himself? Was he a gentleman or did he?
Oh, he was outstanding.
That always throws me. See, that's what he lulls
I know.
You in. He lulls you into a false sense. Oh, this guy's normal.
He's no, really, I'll tell you what, man. You get Tom off of this show. Oh, he's a delightful human being.
He sure is.
Nick, I'll be nice to you later.
Yeah.
But it's a killer show, Greg. I urge everyone to go. How many more gigs do you have before you record, you know? Are you working every weekend?
Every weekend.
More math.
I don't want to throw jobs off.
Okay, sorry.
Six and a half.
Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, let's get to your alligator conclusion, please, before Josh gets mad.
Well, no, I'm already mad. I wanted to hear more about gators, but you wasted half of his time talking about how many more shows. Get that to me in minutes, will you?
I was talking to our guest, Nick Nowicki, about, because you mentioned...
No, I would have enjoyed that. You weren't doing that.
Yes, because I wanted to know if he was... I almost said a short order cook. That would be me.
Josh,
sorry, Grant Chick's ruining this. Go ahead.
they're the loudest reptile in the world.
Yeah.
What?
Loudest?
What? Yeah, when they mate, they make a lot, or they're looking to mate.
When I see them walking to a movie theater, I go, here we go.
Yeah.
Look at this. Oh, they're going
to
talk.
I'll just ask the projectionist to turn it up now.
Yeah. Wait a minute. 90 decibels, Josh. They're at 90 decibels.
During lovemaking is what you're saying, right?
No, the preparing for lovemaking.
Oh.
Hey, baby.
Get out of here.
Get in here, Gator.
Yeah. Hey, this isn't going to talk to myself. Let's go here. Hey.
Humans max out at around 70.
Wow.
Although the kids on the soccer team staying in my hotel in Louisville this past weekend, I think they're around 97.
Loud, were they?
This is a last interesting fact, Tom.
Okay.
The sex of the babies is determined by temperature.
Hmm.
What?
If the nest is warm, they are male. If the nest is cool, they are female.
Interesting. Wow.
Lower than 86, you got a female. Higher than 93, you got a male. I'm not sure what happens in between.
Well, if it's cold, the penis probably shrinks up inside the gator's body.
Yeah, I think you're right.
A girl.
That's what happens, yes.
You know, Chick, I'm not sure that's technically what happens, but it sounds logical.
You're just embarrassed that I figured this out before you did.
I'm embarrassed that you did more research than I did.
Is that exactly right?
Greg, how many more Tuesdays until you record your special?
3 hours. And we're going to hang out with your friend Nick Nowicki in a matter of moments.
Nick, good luck with these guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for your alligator report. See you later. Wasn't that cute?
After a while, crocodile.
Wasn't that fun?
That guy's a professional.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.